Right, back at Moline High School, get a chance to visit with Rockridge assistant coach and Rockridge grad Liz Furlong. I noticed last night, you know, an engaged dugout is so big, and you're part of that engagement, but the kids too. Can you kind of speak to how important that is?
Absolutely. You know, at the beginning of the season, we talked to all the girls about what role they play on the team. And some of the roles are, you know, putting the cleats on and going out and making double plays, and other roles are being a presence in the dugout and keeping that momentum on our side. I know from experience being on the field, you know, when you see it, if you look across the field and see an active dugout that's cheering their heads off and you never know who's winning or losing, that kind of thing, I mean, you're defeated already. So I pride those girls on what they do, and, you know, they have a presence on the field, and I love it. They're doing great.
You're in a coaching role now. But how stoked are you to be in these type of situations and maybe wish you were still playing when you were a Rockridge Rocket back in the day?
Absolutely. You know, just being able to, you know, get on the field and be competitive, I mean, that's what we live for, right? I totally wish I could put the gear on and get behind the plate, but it's these girls' time, and they're going to make a mark, and they're going to show the state what they're made of.
Now, there's one thing when you win games 13-0 or 15-1, but I know you got to dig those type of games last night where it's 2-1, and not only every inning matters, but every play matters. So, you know, just what about, those are the fun type of games really to be a part of, aren't they?
They are. You know, this team is going to be battle-tested, and we're going to be ready. You know, we can't take any team lightly. We're going to have great competition today with Erie Prophetstown, and they're going to have to, you know, our girls are going to have to bring it, and I know they will because they're ready, and we're battle-tested, especially from, like, the games last night. They were great games, and, I mean, I think I got a couple more gray hairs and a couple years off my life, but, hey, you know, those are the fun ones.
All right, and then I was just going to, you know, watching you with the communication between pitcher and catcher, you know, what do you think of kind of the dynamic between Lewis and Bogner?
You know, they're great. Honestly, Bayla doesn't even have to call signals anymore, pretty much. They can look at each other and know exactly what they're doing. And that's something that I've instilled in our battery. Whoever's on the mound or whoever's behind the plate, is we have to have those kind of relationships where we can read them and understand what's going to happen next. And that's what makes successful teams. So I'm proud of these girls, and they're ready.
Right, so I was just going to ask you, so I was looking, so tradition, 96, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2016, 2018, 2019, 2021. I mean, that's a resume for getting to state in such a highly competitive sport, not only, you know, in the state, but just in this area of the state. Can you kind of speak to culture and tradition and legacy and stuff like that?
Absolutely. You know, honestly, I think that we come from a great area. The Quad Cities breed softball players. And I think that that is huge for all the programs here in the Quad Cities, whether you're single A or 4A. They come from great summer ball teams that the coaches instill, you know, great values, and they go through the techniques, and they look at the little things. They do the details right. But ultimately, for the Rockridge program, it is legacy. And it's, like I said, doing the little things right and setting, you know, setting the standard up front. And I'm just proud of the program. And we do a lot of things that, you know, back when I was playing, we do a lot of the same things that we're doing today, such as leaving the cleats on the field. I mean, even some of the bus routine of playing the music, it's some of the same songs we listened to when I was on the bus lacing those cleats up. So these girls, they bought in, and I'm ready to watch them play. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait.
All right, I love your engagement in the dugout. I love your involvement still with Interscholastic Athletics. So keep it up and go Rockin'.
Thank you.
All right, good to see Liz Furlong. More on WMJ in a moment.